Cheep, 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 cheep.
The next morning, we went for a hike through the woods. I tried to keep up with the group, but I kept tripping over rocks and twigs. Did I mention I'm not much of a sports mouse?
Gentle Mouse pointed out the different plants along the way.
This is a sugar maple. Its leaf is on the Canadian flag, he explained. This is a chestnut tree. Has anyone ever tried a chestnut?
Just then, I saw two beady eyes blinking behind the bushes.
Look, a fox,
Gentle Mouse whispered excitedly.
I gulped. I was okay with plants, but wild animals weren't exactly my cup of cheddar. They can be a little scary. No, make that downright terrifying. I scampered past the fox.
Gentle Mouse was busy pointing out other animals. We saw a beaver, a raccoon, and even a moose with huge antlers. I couldn't believe how many wild animals we came across. Suddenly, I heard a loud chirping.
Cheep! Cheep!
I followed the chirping to an oak tree.
A little bird was lying on the ground. Help! It's fallen and it can't get up, I told Gentle Mouse. What should we do?
S.O.S. How to give first aid to a bird. 1. When you find a little bird fallen to the ground, look for its nest around that area. Leave the bird alone and wait a little while. Its parents could come to claim it. 2. If there is no nest, pick the bird up from the ground gently. 3. If the bird is very small and still without feathers, you need to feed it using a dropper. 4. If the bird has feathers, take a look at its beak. If it's short and strong, feed it grain seeds. If it's long and thin, feed it insects. 5. Keep the bird in a warm place that is similar to its nest, like a box with a woolen cloth. 6. As soon as the bird is able to fly, set it free. And remember, ask a parent or adult before touching any wild animal.